This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Patrick Mahomes signed a huge contract extension. 10 years, somewhere around $450 to $500 million. Depends on how you want to break the numbers down. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk went through it with a fine-tooth comb year by year, tried to poke some holes in the overall total value. But it's a lot of money for a young quarterback coming off of an MVP season and a Super Bowl victory. So the question is Patrick Mahomes worth it?
I struggle with that in a capped league, considering what it can do to debilitate you in other realms, I guess. I will say this, though. If there's one guy and it lines up and all the stars are aligned and things look like that there's one guy that should be worth it, and it's the right time and right place and right guy, it's Patrick Mahomes at 24 years old and what we've seen of him so far. I don't know where that... Patrick Mahomes' trajectory right now and his career arc is greatest quarterback of all time. Like, if it continues where it's going, that's where he could be. And it's at very least a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's where he could be. I look at it this way, and it's still so early in his career. He's been phenomenal. There's no question about that. He and Lamar Jackson are the next wave of great quarterbacks in this league, and Mahomes has proven it on the field because he's beaten Jackson and he's won a Super Bowl, and he's the only quarterback to have both an MVP season and a Super Bowl to his credit before the age of 25. So there's no doubt that Patrick Mahomes is worth it right now. I don't think that can be argued. And for the next several years, if he continues to play like he has early in his career in Kansas City, yeah, he's worth every single penny. What will be interesting to me is when you start to look at it 5, 6, 7 years out, and I'll jump to 2027 because that's the year with the biggest cap hit for this thing, or at least the biggest outlay of cash for the Kansas City Chiefs. They will pay him in total in 2027 $60 million, a base salary of $10 million, and then a roster bonus, a couple roster bonuses, of $50 million. And at that point, will $60 million be commensurate with the rest of the salary cap to his value to the Kansas City Chiefs? It's very likely it will be. And that's the way I look at it. But it only takes one bad year or one injury that affects the way he plays the game going forward to make all of this, and a lot of this contract is split up into sort of multi-year bonus options, and there are ways for the Chiefs to get out of this. But to have a $60 million price tag, even if it's on the best quarterback in the league in 2027, will it still be worth it then? I don't know. It's impossible to project.
Well, the cap's not going to go down for that year. I mean, I think we're looking at a cap that'll raise, and we're looking at a proportion of we'll look at a lower percentage of what the cap will be in comparative form to what the rest of the team will be. You know what I'm saying? Like I see that happening.
You would think, yeah. Yeah,
so,
you would think. I mean, the cap right now, for example, is what, $198 million, I think, thereabouts. And so I look at it this way. If I'm projecting, I'm trying to project forward 7 years on what Patrick Mahomes could be to the Kansas City Chiefs salary cap crunch, and I look back 7 years when Drew Brees was essentially one-third of the Saints cap. Patrick Mahomes, even at $60 million 7 years from now, won't be, because to your point, it's a very good one, the cap will grow, even if it doesn't grow for the next year or two, by between now and 7 years from now it will grow, certainly, that he won't be a third of the Chiefs' salary cap. So is it ultimately worth it then? Maybe, but that's a long commitment to the guy who, again, is a couple years in and looks great, but I'd be curious to know how much the Chiefs end up paying salary cap hit-wise and salary, actually cash-wise, if they decide 5 years from now that Patrick Mahomes isn't quite what they thought he was going to be.
Yeah, I don't know. If there's ever a guy to lock up, it's him. I think it's going to, as we push through these two careers, the divide is going to continue to just grow greater, what Patrick Mahomes is to Lamar Jackson. I think that in 3 or 4 years' time, it's going to be where Lamar Jackson falls into, not necessarily every other quarterback, but Lamar Jackson is greatly distanced by Patrick Mahomes. That Patrick Mahomes gets to be that good. And Lamar Jackson just stagnates to some degree.
It will be interesting to see what happens. Like you said, over the next couple of years, does Lamar Jackson get improved weapons around him on offense, and does does Patrick Mahomes, by virtue of the fact that he's eating up a large chunk of the Chiefs' cap, especially on offense, does he lose some of those skill position players and have to lift everybody up around him, and does that create a different dynamic with both offenses and both teams and both quarterbacks as well? But it's about those two guys right now in the AFC, certainly going forward, and perhaps in the entire National Football League. More on Mahomes. Is he worth it, and will he be worth it years from now when he's racking up huge cap hits? What's it mean for the quarterback position as a whole in the NFL? With Patrick Mahomes getting this huge contract extension, Colin, the one thing that it does bring to mind is when you go to the list of QB cap hits for this coming NFL season, you immediately discover what a giant disappointment Jared Goff has been, as he's the third biggest cap hit in the NFL at $28.8 million, but just was completely and utterly underwhelming last year. That's the to take it away from Patrick Mahomes for just a moment, that is the thing that jumps out to me the most. Why is Jared Goff still getting this huge amount of money when and maybe the Rams can't do anything about it at this point, but they've had to dismantle their roster in some places.
Yeah, can he lead them without Todd Gurley? Can he lead them without Todd Gurley? I mean, this is going to go down as like the true. Okay, he's kind of like the Jacksonville defense, right? Like, is it a one-hit wonder?
Yeah, that's a great comparison, by the way. He had his year or two, year plus, where he looked like he was going to be the next big thing. And then last year, without much of a running game, it all fell to shambles. It all fell to pieces. And Goff, he was the one that looked like he was seeing ghosts. Forget Sam Darnold.
Yeah, and it's a really good point to bring him up. Now, when he came out and when he was drafted where he was, and you saw that Jared Goff, and you know, even watched him in college at Cal, and thought like, wow, this guy's throwing it all over the yard. He's going to be pretty good, I think. And he goes to the Super Bowl. He looked good in the playoffs. He was good enough. All of that. Mm-hmm. It's fallen off so quickly that I don't know if he was overcoached. If it was a product of great coaching, if he was just put in positions to succeed, if Gurley was that good and sort of, you know, allowed that insulation, whereas there was so much else to sort of cue on. I don't really know, but you do see what jumping to quickly kind of give somebody the mantle and give somebody kind of a give that much money to as well, and to dub them something that they're the next this or the next that. And I think a lot of people were doing that and rushing to judge Jared Goff. I don't see where, though, in looking at Patrick Mahomes' game, where there are the, and I'm not saying you're comparing him to Jared Goff. I'm trying to find holes in Mahomes' game, and I just can't do it. Jared Goff to me is Sam Bradford, you know, or Jamarcus Russell, and it's turning out to be. I look at Mahomes, and everybody wants to compare Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. They're the next two that are going to move it forward. I honestly still think Lamar Jackson is going to get punished at some point by a linebacker, and he's not going to get up for like 8 weeks at least. That's going to happen because of just how much he runs. I can't find that in Mahomes' game where I see something that's a glaring negative.
I don't see any glaring negatives in Mahomes' game. I think it would be foolish to contend that there are any glaring negatives in his game. But I do think you ask yourself the question, okay, this guy's young now, but much like we question Lamar Jackson, and Lamar Jackson carries the ball on a lot of designed runs in some cases, and is a little bit more mobile than Patrick Mahomes, and maybe not quite as big as Patrick Mahomes. So the punishment idea is definitely more a question with Jackson. But Mahomes does get around the pocket, does break contain, and does get out there often, as a lot of young quarterbacks do. So does he take a hit at some point that could damage what he does? And he also has that gambler mentality, you know, the no-look passes, things like that, that have worked out for him to this point. I mean, let's be honest. Those have been some of the most electric moments in the NFL the last couple of seasons, is when Patrick Mahomes decides to maybe freelance or do something a little bit crazy, and you're left going, oh, my God, you're kidding me. This guy just made that play. You know, the touchdown run in the playoff game against Houston, for example. He's capable of all of that. But if it doesn't break his way, if those plays start to end in turnovers a couple more times than they do now, what will be the impact on his game? Will he pull back? Will he continue to play with that gambler style mentality and the no-look passes,
maybe,
and things like that?
Where I am with it is I see no indication that they're going to break differently. And I guess that's why I'm all for the 10-year contract. I don't know what lends people to think that Mahomes, that they where's the trajectory that say that they're going to get worse in time, let alone even, I think they're going to get better with experience.
It could, or again, I mean, when you see a guy gamble the way he does, and I'm not faulting him for it, it's worked for him, but when you see a guy make his bones on gambling the way he does, at some point it's going to backfire. Like, you don't win every bet. The house always wins, and at some point It will come back to bite him, and it'll be interesting to see his reaction to that. Does he continue to gamble the way he has, or does it cause him to maybe withdraw a little bit and become a little bit more
conservative? I'll say this. He's only 24, 25, whatever. In his short time in the NFL, and this is Lamar Jackson included, and this is especially this young quarterback crop. If you watch football games, I've not seen defenses play on their heels anywhere near with any other quarterback like they do with Mahomes. It is fully the lack of the defense taking the game to Mahomes is glaring when you watch a Kansas City game. It's seemingly all reactionary from the defense. He dictates the pace. He dictates the play. And teams are scared to implement from an offensive standpoint what they want to do on defense. They don't take the game to Patrick Mahomes. He gets them out on ice skates real quick, and he puts people on their heels real quick from down to down within each play, all of it. You could tell who's in command of the football game more than any other player in the NFL, and it's like by far.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.